Time now for Forever Home, a KUMD feature dedicated to helping shelter animals find their forever homes. Pat Castellano is the humane educator at Animal Allies Humane Society. And Pat, one of the things you want to educate us about on this holiday is that you can love somebody without feeding them lots of things that are bad for them. That goes for people, Lisa. Too, doesn't
it? We're not going to feed you anything bad, Lisa.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about a notable Thanksgiving in my own past where I thought I would give my dog a treat of canned food, the kind that he did not ever normally get, and I didn't pick a good brand. We didn't know as much about healthy food for dogs at that time, and the results were catastrophic. And that's all I really want to say about that.
Oh, okay.
So I think that my thoughts are that if you're going to give your animals a nice treat for Thanksgiving, you might actually be best off with non-food options.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they, you know, don't change it up all of a sudden on a holiday because, you know, vets aren't open. It's emergency clinic time. So, yeah, I guess you just have to be careful and err on the side. Yes, give them non-food treats, but you know, there's always, and it's just, here we come again to that season, and we can't say it enough, is there's a lot of things that we need to think about at holiday time and keeping our animals safe. Food is one of them. You know, I had a dog that would pull everything off the table if she could, as soon as you left the room.
That's colorful.
Yeah. And so, you know, down went the roast, down went whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, doors are the other thing. People coming and going and those cats that like to sneak out. You have one.
Yeah, I do.
Yep. And then watching out for those adults who insist on holding the cat who hates strangers, you know. Oh, every animal likes me, says the adult. And then the animal bites, right?
Exactly. I mean,
little kids, you know, under the age of 3, they don't know better. But, you know, kids are really becoming a little more savvy than adults on not chasing the guest animal around the house. So put the cat away, put the dog away when guests are around. Just take some of that trauma off. You know, then we'll get into the holiday tinsel and all those things and lights and cats. I don't know about your cats. Do they like the shiny stuff?
The cats, I've been able to escape this because we always go out of town to celebrate. And so I've been able to kind of escape the cats knocking everything down, you know, which is kind of handy. But yeah, there are cats that, well, they see a tree and they have two thoughts about the tree. And one of them is climbing up the tree and the other one doesn't really need to be discussed on the radio.
So anyway, but you did mention, you mentioned being thankful, and I think we're thankful for the animals in our lives, right?
Definitely.
That's one thing to think about is everybody just care about them and take care of them and make sure they're safe and think ahead at the holiday time and don't feed them goofy stuff, no.
A little, I would imagine that in many cases, a little bit of lean turkey, a little bit of nice white meat turkey without a lot of grease in it, without the skin, might be okay for just a little taste of something. But, we could all, even as human beings, we could all do more with, I'll have a taste of this to enjoy this, but I won't make a meal of.
Right. You know. Or my mom, who is a pie, you know, I'll have a sliver of every one.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so, you know, no, I still think that the people who can't make an entire meal out of sweet potatoes with marshmallows are just not trying hard enough.
Oh, yum. Yeah. So, now, sweet potatoes are good for dogs.
They are.
Yeah.
Now, what about all the, but you know, the, well, and I know that in my, when we go home, my dogs get, as a little treat, they get mini marshmallows.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to hurt them. They're used to that. Mine are used to turkey. Mine love turkey. You know, they have no adverse reactions to it. So if they're used to that, that's one thing, right?
And a little taste of something isn't going to send them over the, but the time that we thought we'd locked the turkey carcass carefully in the pantry and came home to find the door jimmied open and the carcass and the pan, the tinfoil pan, were gone.
Oh, no.
The entire pan had, and the cats. There was some greasy drag marks, and everybody was sort of lying around looking bloated, but they ate.
Not talking.
They ate the whole thing. Kat, thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Lisa.
It's always great to talk with you, and we'll talk again soon.
I'm sure. Thank you, Lisa.
Pat Castellano this morning, one of the many good folks who are regular guests here on Northland Morning that I'm definitely grateful for. You can see photos of some of the animals looking for their forever homes. Go online to KUMD.org. Look at our forever home page. You can read the stories. You can look at the pictures. You can click the links and get more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.